Hi, this is Eileen Ogans from TakingTheKids.com. Happy holidays, everybody.
Road. 720 WGN on the road with Dane live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue and on the line with us. Honored to have, you know, an honorary Chicago. Of course, she's one of our very own, as well as the world. So she travels all around the world searching out great experiences, travel experiences, great deals, and great things to share with us, not only here on the show, WGN, but also in syndicated columns and her amazing website, TakingTheKids.com. It is the one and only Eileen Ogans. Eileen, welcome to WGN. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too. This is an exciting time where people are kind of planning out what to do. Some of them, you know, if it's my mom, she probably had this stuff figured out in July. I remember her sending things. Do you know what size Eleanor's shoes are? Right. That's our 9-year-old, you know, way back. And she's kind of planning some of the gift giving options. But as people kind of change what they do, not only are they looking for new and different things, cutting edge, some of those cool gifts on the tech side. You always hear about that. But something that people have been doing for a long time. But now kind of the value, the cachet has risen. Like travel and experiences are now some of the best and most desired gifts out there. People are looking to have vacations, give vacations as gifts this year.
Totally. I mean, it could be anything from lift tickets through a company like Liftopia, or even Disney this year has come up with this idea, a new website called GiveDisneyVacations.com. So if someone's going to Orlando or Anaheim or on a Disney cruise, you can book something for them. So we've learned people are really into experiences they can share these days, and they don't necessarily want stuff, especially millennial families. I co-chair a conference on family travel every year, and it turns out that they're looking for things that they can have bragging rights to. You know, maybe they were the first one to book a cooking class in Paris or hike to the bottom of the Grand Canyon. So it's not really about the price. It's about the experience for them.
In your opinion, Eileen, either what is leading to that and then what is making that something that is seen as a great alternative? Because you think of, you know, some material possessions, things you can have, you can hold, you can play with, you can save. On the millennial side, you know, Camille, our producer, is definitely in that category. And you hear that they don't necessarily value, got to have a big TV and all that kind of stuff. It's not as important.
A lot of them are minimalist. They really value experiences rather than stuff. And I think with their kids, they realize they've only got a limited amount of time before the kids are teenagers and don't want to be seen with them, or, you know, are grown up and gone. So they want to fit in as many memorable times as they can. And I think also that goes with grandparents too, because in more and more cases, they live far away, right, from the grandkids and their kids. And so they want to spend time together. And what better way to do that than to give everybody a trip, you know, to make sure they can all be together. And certainly that could be a lot more fun, let's say, than gathering at grandma's condo.
No, come on. If her condo is finally appointed, I'm sure it would be. And plus, of course, there's the undeniable love that's there. But here's part of it, too. And I wanted to get your thoughts on this is we are able to kind of preserve, capture, memorialize, share some of these great events, experiences and moments like never before. Remember, you'd go on a vacation in the past, and you know this better than anyone. You know, you'd take a bunch of pictures, then you'd wait a couple weeks to see if any of them came out. And now, you know, you could be, you know, on the side of a mountain in the Alps somewhere, and you could upload it to Instagram like the minute you're doing it with your Sherpa, and have everybody enjoying it with you. It's changed
well,
totally.
That's totally true, and that was something else that came out in what was said at our family travel conference. Millennial families are sharing immediately on social media, and more than that, they're even choosing where they're going, you know, in a lot of cases based on social media, because the kids are on social media, and the kids are saying, here's where I want to go. I saw this video on YouTube, or I saw this on Snapchat, you know, and that's driving a lot of travel these days, too. So if the kids are saying, when we go to Disney World, I want to do this behind-the-scenes thing, or, you know, whatever, or I want to eat in a certain place, what better gift to give than a gift certificate for that? We're seeing a lot of that.
So Disney is still in the big team photo of kind of the best places to go and the best things to get and some of the coolest things as far as kids go, too. But part of it, and I know that you and I talked a little bit off the air, is that, you know, some of the things that people want to do experience-wise, you want to not only get to do something cool, but you want to be, like, the only one doing it. Or kind of
Or the first one on the block doing it.
Or the first one. So what are some of those other ones out there outside of Disney?
Oh, well, you know, I wouldn't say Disney, and a lot of families really would just kind of say, everybody's going to Disney, I don't want to go to Disney. You know, it might be an adventure trip, let's say to Costa Rica, or maybe let's say a family is going to Costa Rica, so a gift would be a zip line experience. It might be a cruise in Europe next year, or even some river cruise companies. You know, we've talked a lot about cruising being popular for families, but increasingly river cruise companies are offering special family sailings, you know, where on Uniworld, for example, the kids sail half price. So it could be anything like that. It could be you're going to a city and a kid is particularly interested in Broadway, so, you know, you book a behind-the-scenes tour there. So it can be based on whatever or wherever families are going and what the kids are interested in.
Instead of just depending on someone to create an amusement park, and Disney, of course, does it better than anyone, to be able to really tailor it to that specific child, some of their interests, some of their kind of bucket list things, right? You don't think about having that, you know, as a kid, right? You get to have a bucket list, but now, of course, I think you can. We want to let the listeners know we're talking with travel and vacationing guru Eileen Ogens. She is, of course, with TakingTheKids.com, long award-winning career as one of our kind of, you know, guides to the world of vacationing in all different settings, whether it's around the world, whether it's wherever you live, whether it's local, whether it's just fun stuff, or some of those biggest trips that you could experience when it comes to Chicago. And of course, you know this, Eileen, even though you're in the slightly maybe more temperate Connecticut region, I'm not sure, but we have snow here, and sometimes people want to embrace those seasons, get out there and do stuff. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, for sure, because every snow resort now offers all kinds of activities for not only learning snow sports, but like off the mountain stuff like dog sledding. Or one resort in Colorado, Keystone Resort, which is only an hour and a half from Denver, kids not only ski free, but they have all of these Kidtopia complimentary activities every day. And they have a giant ice snow fort at the top of the mountain. And there's tubing hills and all kinds of stuff. So actually, January is coming up to be Learn a Ski and Snow Sport Month. And everywhere from the Midwest to the East to the West in the Rockies, there are going to be special discounted or free programming for kids. So, and for adults who want to learn a snow sport. So I think, you know, that's something to think about. And again, if you have a snow-loving family and you know they're going to the slopes, you can buy them lift tickets, you know, or buy mom a lesson. Mom never takes ski lessons because she's always worried about everybody else. But it's so much fun. I can tell you from personal experience to just let someone else guide you all day, and you don't have to worry about keeping up with anybody or getting lost or getting down the mountain at the right amount of time. So that would be another thing to do. And there's a company I really like called Tours by Locals. So if you're going to a new city, you know, it could be Chicago, you know, or New York or San Francisco, or it could be overseas, you could buy somebody a gift certificate for a tour given by a local, and you can choose what you're interested in. Like, let's say you love chocolate, you know, or you love architecture, or you love old buildings, you know, it could be anything you want. And you can find someone who's an expert who can do a personalized tour for you. Or maybe you just want to see an amazing museum with someone who knows what they're talking about, so you don't get overwhelmed.
That is so cool. It's almost like a kind of like a Match.com, except for vacation. You know, you can match your vacation on 29 levels of compatibility and get there, because that's part of it. Even though we are so spoiled nowadays, that more than ever before, where we're not just kind of fumbling through brochures, you know, once we land someplace trying to figure something out. I mean, our phones are an incredible resource for, you know, everybody kind of giving reviews, or like, here, try this, or maybe, or at least to get around too with the GPS. But that would be great, because there is no substitute to have somebody with you who knows. You know, I mean, you know this too. When you talk to somebody who's from that city and you say, well, what are some of the great places to go? They know. And I think that's an incredible resource.
Yeah. And I think that would be a really appreciated gift for somebody. That would be a lot of fun. And it could be a cooking class, you know, it could be anything like that.
So many places have gotten in on the experience side of it. Now, when you say, like, you know, mom is always worried about everybody when it comes to snow sports. She's always worried about getting her own personal compound fracture. I'm sure of that. And then one of the things that people appreciate about you, Eileen, is that a lot of times you'll get out there and you do some of these things. You vet some of these experiences. So you come back to us with firsthand knowledge of why they're cool and why they're great. Coming up to the holidays, I know some people, we have people here that will drive to different places in order to kind of get that. You mentioned grandma's condo. Maybe it isn't as Christmassy or as holiday-rific as it could be, but there are places all around the country where if you really want to see people doing it right, it's there.
We just posted a holiday illumination section on our website, which is like a state-to-state guide of amazing places to see holiday lights. And I'm not necessarily talking about, you know, particular neighborhoods, but it might be, like, I was just at the Broadmoor Resort, for example, in Colorado Springs, where they have a million LED lights in the property and an entire gingerbread, I don't want to say castle, a chapel. They recreated a historic chapel that's 17 feet high.
Wow.
You know, and in Scottsdale, there's the Desert Botanical Garden has all kinds of hand-lit paper lanterns, and the Princess Resort has 70,000 synchronized lights. So really, you could be anywhere, big or small, and you'll find really, really cool holiday displays. So it doesn't only have to be Rockefeller Center in New York or Michigan Avenue in Chicago. So that Christmas around the world at the Museum of Science and Industry is really cool.
Yeah, we've got some great stuff here, but certainly some great places that you can get to by plane, or if you want to take one of those family road trips as well. And I'm sure all of those things, or at least so many different suggestions and ways to experience things, are at takingthekids.com, right?
Right, absolutely. Definitely check out our illumination section, and our fun in the snow section will be up on Monday, so you can find that as well.
And occasionally we will highlight, you know, some of the personalities of the motorsports world here on the road. And you mentioned something that I don't typically hear from Eileen Ogans, is you said that one of these great experiences could be at the Speedway in Charlotte. Is that true?
Yeah, right outside of Charlotte, you can actually ride on the Speedway through this whole thing of lights, and then they also have Speed City. So they have like 3 million lights, and then they have a whole Christmas village with a petting zoo and horse-drawn carriage rides, and they even have movie nights with screenings of Frozen. It's just really crazy.
Wow.
So, but yeah, but I think for NASCAR fans, I think the coolest thing is that you're actually riding on the track.
What a, like a combination of all of those things. You got screenings of Frozen. That's a hit. You know, everybody loves that stuff. Well, not me so much anymore. The first like few hundred times I was there.
Yeah, right. Right. Well, still... hey, it's coming to Broadway now. So.
I'm sure that is going to be a huge, huge hit. But then you combine, you know, some of the racing, and then if you can add in a petting zoo, I think you've got all those bases covered on the experience side. So I let people know where they can kind of track you down, see not only your adventures, but get some great suggestions for things to do, not only this holiday, coming up just after the new year and all that.
So definitely go, if they just go to takingthekids.com, you can find our holiday illuminations section. Just click on it. It's right on the homepage. And then there are links to all of these places around the country. So wherever they are, they'll be able to find them. And if you're missing something, if there isn't something right here, my suggestion would be to just go on the official tourism website for the place you're visiting, where you're going to be, and then you'll find what's going on in that particular town, I'm sure. Now, I just wanted to give your listeners one caveat. If you're going to give somebody an experience as a gift, it's better to maybe discuss it in advance or just give them something where they're going to be able to choose it themselves, you know, because the worst thing you want to do is give them something they're not going to use, right? Or they're going to hate and they can't return.
How many times, Eileen, have we been in the presence of someone opening up a present for gator wrestling at Gatorland, and you thought they would love it, but
right,
apparently they're terrified of giant alligators and just have no intention of ever utilizing it. Yeah, you don't want that.
So even, you know, or they're going to a certain resort, instead of, you know, giving them a spa treatment, for example, just give them a credit to use at the resort where they are. And that goes with if grandma and grandpa are feeling flush and they decide to treat everyone to a cruise next year, make sure before they pay that huge deposit that they've buttoned down, that everyone's on board and the dates, you know, because you don't... I've heard of cases where a grandfather surprised everybody with a cruise to Alaska and half the family didn't want to go or couldn't go. That's always a good thing.
So you got to do a little familial recon in advance just to make sure that everything
right.
works out, or have some things tentative or changeable, or be able to mobilize, or like you said, to just give, if you know they're going someplace and you've got maybe credits towards some things, and maybe you can give some suggestions to kind of prime that pump on. Well,
sure,
or
get them a book or something to go along with it. If they're coming to New York, the new edition of my Kids Guide to New York is out, you know, for example, or you could get them some kind of a guide to hikes in Colorado if they're really outdoorsy people. But you just don't want to make it so specific that they can't use it.
And you want to cover the bases. And I'm only joking here, but the guide to hikes in Colorado, you also want the how to address and some first aid for maybe rattlesnake bites or any of those. You want to cover all the bases. It is Eileen Ogut. She is the guru, the travel expert that is one of our very favorites, not only here in Chicago, but all across the world. TakingTheKids.com is the website. And so, Eileen, want to thank you for taking time out. Thank you for being on the
sure.
show. Thanks.
Anytime. And happy travels, everybody.
All right. Thanks, Eileen.